Heritage Day coming up on Friday, and a newly formed organisation calling themselves Love Where We Live is planning a big clean-up in the Deep South. That Love Where We Live is a group of community members from Comiquay, Sunnydale, Masbulmalele and other areas. They are concerned about the dumping and littering in the area around the entrance to Massey. They've decided to launch the cleanup as an ongoing project on Heritage Day. And to tell us more is a community member in Sunnydale, Tariq Fensham. Very good morning to you, Tariq. Great to have you with us.
Good morning, Sarah Jane, and hello to all the listeners.
How did this group come about?
Well, I'm a concerned community member and I like to tidy up and I like a clean place. And about 2015, I was just so tired of the litter in the area. And I started lobbying the local authorities and the ward councillors. And the problem is just so huge that, you know, it's just gone on and on. And it hasn't really changed. It's actually escalated, even though there has been work there. The city does do work there, but it's just got bigger and bigger. I and another local business person were actually paying somebody to clean the streets at one point, and he still does that. He hires a team once a month to clean the streets. But it's just not sustainable. This has been going on for 6 years, and I actually gave up. And then about 2 months ago, the problem just exploded. There was just masses of litter and illegal dumping in the area. And I just thought we've really got to do something, but we have to do something different. We can't keep, you know, just sweeping the streets and doing what we were doing, lobbying the local authorities, because nothing was changing. So I heard about another local resident in Comiquay who was doing a lot of good work around Ocean View. And he'd organized some cleanups there, and he's set up some nets on the rivers and stormwater drains around near the Comiquay beach. So I thought he might be a good person to collaborate with, and I contacted him. And asked him if he'd be keen to join me in trying to tackle the problem in a different way. And he said yes. And he contacted a whole lot of other people who he had been working with. And the group formed. And the name Love Where We Live was somebody suggested that, and we all loved it. And there we are. And, I mean, it's a very, very new group. We've been around for about a month. But we want to tackle the problem in a sustainable way and a different way to just cleaning up. Obviously, we're going to launch everything with a big cleanup on Heritage Day, which is very exciting. But we want to try and do it differently. And the key difference now is that members of all parts of the community are getting involved. We've engaged with Living Hope, which is a local NGO.
Of course, they're doing great work.
Yes, and we've engaged with the Comiquay Primary School, not Comiquay Primary School, the Ukanyo Primary School, which is in Masipomalele. And they're going to be there, all the children will be there on Heritage Day to help with the cleanup. So we're trying to change mindsets and raise awareness and get some civic responsibility going. We've got to do it differently. We can't just clean up. We need to change the way people behave, all of us, the way we all behave and the way we think about our environment.
Absolutely. So the big sort of launch and the big cleanup is happening on Heritage Day. If people are listening in now, they live in the area, maybe they don't even live in the area, but they want to do something for Heritage Day to help out. What can they do? Can they come down? Are you looking for people to, pick up and get involved?
Absolutely. So the big cleanup on Heritage Day starts at 10 o'clock. It's from 10 till 12. And we're all meeting on the market trading site at the top of Masipomalele on the corner of Pokela Road and Comiquay Road. And people can bring their brooms, bring gloves, bring sun hats, most definitely. And one of the big important things is COVID protocols. We had to adhere to that. So Dis-Chem at Sun Valley Mall has very kindly donated a whole bunch of masks and gloves and sanitizer.
Well done, Dis-Chem. Yeah, great stuff.
So if you forget your gloves or mask, it's not the end of the world. But definitely if people have got spades and brooms and that sort of thing to help. The city has donated rubbish bags, and the city will be collecting the rubbish bags at designated points along the way. And come down. Not a long time, but it's a great way to start the program and to show some love for your environment and some love for where we live.
Yeah, absolutely. From there, just talk about, obviously you're saying this is a long term, this isn't just the event on Friday and you want to sort of keep going. What are you ultimately, what might be next? What might be happening after the cleanup on Friday?
Well, let me start with a little story this sort of feeds into where we're going and the mindset change. A few years ago, I had a whole bunch of kids in my car, little 6 and 7 year olds. I was lifting them home. And when on the way, we stopped to buy an ice cream and bought them all an ice cream with one of those ice creams in the foil wrapper. And the children were out of the car opening their ice creams, and one little girl just threw her ice cream wrapper onto the ground. And so I asked her to pick it up, and I just explained that we can't do that, because when the rain comes, I remember these are very small children, when the rain comes, it washes that wrapper down the stormwater drain and it goes into the sea, and then the animals think it's a fish because it's shiny and wriggling, and they eat it and they get sick and they die. So of course she was wide-eyed, and she picked up the wrapper and we threw it in the bin when we got home. And then a few weeks later, I was again lifting a bunch of kids home from a birthday party, and they all had their party packs, and one little boy rolled down the window and he was just about to throw a sweet wrapper out of the window, and the same little girl from previously stopped him and she said, "You mustn't throw your sweet wrapper on the ground, because when the rains come and it takes it down the stormwater into the sea," and the message was passed on. And I just thought, and that's when I realized that education is key to this, and especially with children, because children love the world and they're full of wonder. And they want to make things beautiful. And so I just thought, this is the key. The kids are the key. And so that's why one of the reasons we've engaged with the primary school, and we're trying to set up education programs and awareness programs with the primary school, but it is early days. But I think this is the key thing, is to try and tackle the problem further upriver, if you like, rather than only cleanups on the street.
It's a great initiative. It's frustrating. I get it's frustrating that we have to have initiatives like this, but more power to your elbow for getting it together. If people want to get in touch with you, Tariq, how can they do that?
The best thing is to call me on my cell phone. It's 082-766-513.
Okay, wonderful stuff. Tariq Fenton is one of the members of a new group, Love Where We Live. They're going to be doing a clean-up at the entrance to Masi Pumilili on Heritage Day on Friday. Do get down there if you would like to join them and give a little bit back.